This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, we check in with Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation, who joins us from our nation's capital today. And Chris, as we complete the first full week of August, Congress getting ready for their summer recess, but there is still some work that needs to get done before lawmakers go home.
Well, they have to pass the budget for fiscal year 2021, which starts on October 1st, but even before they get to that bill, they are trying to negotiate in the Senate a massive coronavirus relief package. I think this would be the fifth one they've done since the spring. Now, the House passed a bill similar but not identical to this back in May, and so now it's the Senate's turn, and they're negotiating amongst themselves, the Republicans, the Democrats. They're doing negotiations with the White House and even talking to leaders in the House, trying to come up with a $1 trillion plus package. This would likely be the last major COVID-related stimulus bill that passes Congress in 2020. Now, the states for agriculture are about $20 billion in additional funding for USDA to spend on a variety of relief measures. A lot of that would be further direct payments to producers, including dairy producers. That's not really at issue. I think we all expect that money will be available at the end of the day. The main sticking points are the size of the package, extending unemployment benefits, the size of the food stamp program, because they're looking at some additional money for that. So those are the things that are on the negotiating table right now. And as we're talking on Wednesday, Bill, the issues have not been resolved, but hopefully in the next couple of days, cooler heads will prevail and they'll end up with a compromise that can get passed by the House and the Senate and signed by the White House.
Another deadline coming up is the input on U.S. dietary guidelines as that gets updated.
Yeah, a lot of things got delayed or canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But one thing that has moved ahead is the every five-year update of the dietary guidelines for Americans. And the report, the recommendations, that was released earlier in the summer. And for the next week, the public has an opportunity to comment on those recommendations. Now, overall, the glass is way more than half full for dairy. The milk glass is half full because the recommendations here are really positive for dairy overall. The key takeaway is that they still recommend 3 servings of dairy per day, and the fact that milk is a major source of things like potassium, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium. These are things that are not present enough in many people's diets, and milk is a leading source of that. So that is an important message that we need to reinforce. The other thing, though, is that we're disappointed. This is where the glass of maybe a little half empty, that the review process did not really fully recognize some of the emerging science regarding the role of fat in people's diets, and specific dairy fat, the fact that saturated fat in dairy is processed by bodies differently and is not a health concern, certainly not the way it was viewed 40 or 50 years ago. So the point here, Bill, is that people have an opportunity to weigh in on this process, to submit comments, and the way to do that is you can go to our website, which is nmpf.org, and at the bottom of the homepage, there's a take action box. And that will be there until August 13th, Thursday the 13th. That's the deadline. And you can submit comments. We've got them pre-written, and you can just add a few more comments if you wish, or just send what's there, and you sign your name and send it in to the Departments of Agriculture and Health and Human Services. And so we're hoping that with a little more grassroots pressure from those in the dairy community and others in the health community, we can still get in the final recommendations some recognition of the fact that the science on fat is evolving and that the guidelines need to reflect that.
A few years back, I remember a USDA replaced, my pyramid with my plate. But it's important to have that glass of milk next to the plate, isn't it?
They went to the plate image a few years ago. And so the good news, again, is that dairy is part of the plate. But the type of dairy, and particularly for fluid milk, that's what we're trying to influence right now, that we can still have an opportunity to weigh in so that the recommendations incorporate other fat varieties of milk beyond just skim and low fat, which is 1% milk. So that's what we're asking people to comment on. And again, you can go to nmpf.org, the bottom of the homepage, to submit comments by the 13th.
August 13th, next Thursday, the deadline. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.